First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hello and welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm still Dee, and I'm still here with my two favorite gals, Jeannie and Heather. Ladies, tell them what's up.
What's up?
Hey, ladies.
Today we're talking about Red Snapper.
Red Snapper. Welcome to October. So, Dee, the hunt for Red October. Mm. Sorry, you know I have to do this, but the redfish.
Yes.
The redfish are here.
Yes,
the
they are.
The bulls are here.
They
pumpkin
are
spice
everywhere.
Is all over Charlotte Harbor right now. All over Charlotte Harbor. So our bulls are coming in. Super, yeah. Super, super exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've caught some. I've gotten skunked by some. And it's been a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of pictures of some major, just beautiful bulls over slot redfish.
Getting skunked isn't always a bad thing, Jeannie.
Oh, my goodness.
It just makes you more dedicated to ripping lips off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It does not turn me into a two-year-old at all. I do not stomp my feet on my boat. I have not thrown my pole in the water. Nothing like that. But so, Red Snapper. Unfortunately for me, we are not talking about redfish today. We are talking about Red Snapper. So there's a lot of super excited recreational anglers out there right now. Offshore anglers excited about the Red Snapper opening this weekend. So what happened? This fall season opening is based on the Gulf Reef Fish Survey data indicating that approximately 75% of Florida's 2019 quota was harvested during the June 11 through July 12 opening. Therefore, FWC scientists and managers determined that a six-day fall weekend season is warranted due to the available remaining quota. So that's
good news,
that
right?
That is good news. There's a lot of people that are excited about that. So what that means is every weekend in October, we have October 12, 13, 19, 20, 26, and 27. Every Saturday and Sunday in October is open to private anglers for Red Snapper in state and federal waters. So we're gonna stick to the private anglers today. We're not going to talk about the for hires, the charter captains. We kind of figure they know what they're doing. But our private anglers can stay in state and federal waters. However, in order to participate in the recreational Red Snapper season, the private recreational anglers must sign up for the Gulf Reef Fish Survey, which is super, super, super important.
So have you ever taken one of them surveys?
I have not, because I'm not an offshore angler.
Mm-hmm. Because I
know that it's important, especially with like Red Snapper, because so Red Snapper is typically has always been in the past regulated by the feds, and now it's regulated by FWC.
Mm-hmm.
So this survey is helping. This is what they're making these determinations on, that we get a little bit of extra time this year.
Well, how do you do the survey?
Well, you do it online.
Oh, okay.
So it's attached to your hunting license. You do have to do it. I do highly recommend getting on myfwc.com and going through all of that. There's a whole it's a pilot program is basically what it is. So it'll tell you everything on there on how to do it and what to do and, you know, what you need to do. But it is mandatory. It is required. So make sure that you get on there.
Wow.
And you do that, because there's nothing worse than pulling up to the dock, getting checked, and having your fish taken away.
Yeah.
You know, all due to not signing up for this survey. So do highly recommend that you do do that. So as for the snapper themselves, snappers must be, your red snappers must be 16 inches total length minimum size. And there is two per person on your bag limit.
And they can be as big as you can get them in, huh?
Yeah, there is no maximum. It is minimum 16. Now, that is 16 total length. So let's talk about that for a second. You do have the difference between total length and fork length. So with total length, you're going to lay down your measuring stick. You're going to put his lip on the very front of the measuring stick, and then you're going to pinch his tail. So you're not measuring this with his tail out, and you're just measuring it to the end of the tail. You are pinching the tail, squeezing the tail, and whatever that comes out to is your total length. So there, make sure that you are familiar with the difference between total length versus fork length. But 16 inches, so... 16 inches, and then you're allowed to have two per person. Now, all anglers are encouraged to use descending devices and venting tools if you're releasing, if you catch more, if you stay out there and you're just slaying them. I believe they lifted the requirement to do that in either 15 or 18, but just as, conservation, it is recommended.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the worst case scenario, by taking a survey, you learn. You're actually going to learn something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's good.
Absolutely. I don't know if I mentioned it. I think I did. But again, this is open for private anglers. It is different for the charter captains. But for private anglers, it is open in state and federal waters. Your difference between state and federal waters, state waters is from shore to 9 nautical miles out. And then your federal waters is 9 nautical miles plus. In this case, it's kind of mute, but just a fun fact, your nautical miles is different than a regular mile that you would travel in your car or your pickup truck. So a nautical mile is 1.1508 miles. Mm. So what that means is you multiply that by 9 and you're actually at 10.35, I believe. Yeah. The math comes out. Mm-hmm. Too. So 9 nautical miles, that is real important. Again, in this scenario, it is not important. I'm not going to go into the details of how they come up with that. Something about the sun, the moon, the earth, chopping at the earth at the equator, and then minutes. And I think Sheldon from Big Bang Theory could probably tell you what that's about. I couldn't. 10.35 miles. Again, I don't think you're going to catch snapper in any, closer than 10 miles. Anyhow, it's mute, but fun fact.
It's depth. It's the depth you got to.
It's the depth, yeah, pretty much. So your snapper are, from what I understand, again, I'm not an offshore angler, but from what I understand, you're about 120 foot of water.
Yeah.
120 foot plus for red snapper. I've also been told if you've got a bottom machine, what you're looking for is basically a pyramid that they like to be in pyramid form.
Oh, really?
On the bottom. Yeah. So like you're going to have a thicker layer at the bottom, and then they kind of just go into a pyramid.
Traveling packs like that?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not really sure, but that's what I've been told.
I definitely know what a tuna looks like.
Taking people's brains. Yeah, a tuna.
Tuna looks like a boomerang.
Yeah, that's funny. A boomerang, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a check mark, upside down check mark.
No kidding.
Yep.
Hmm. Yep. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't
that.
Know why.
So there is your there's your regulations.
That's
on
awesome.
Red snapper. So again, every Saturday and Sunday in October, state and federal waters, go out, have fun, enjoy. Make sure that you have that gall-free fish survey. Go on to myfwc.com. Get you more information on that. It is mandatory. It is a requirement. Make sure that you have that. And just have a boatload of fun. And make sure that you post all your pictures on our Facebook page so we can see them.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
We got to go out there, girls. How are we going to swim out 9 miles?
I'm not going in an 18-foot Hughes, I can tell you that.
I don't know. I got a boat for it, but I don't know about going out that far. Not on my own.
So so there's all your regulations for this and what we can and can't do. But tell me, and y'all are really, really super good at this. So if I were to take old Jolene out 10.35 miles and try to find me a red snapper, what do I do with it when I get home? How do I turn that into, how do I get it in my belly?
Now you're talking my language. I can tell you real easy, simple way.
Okay.
I'm a grill person.
Me
I am
too.
Not a kitchen cooker. I do once in a great while, but ask my husband, ask my kids. My poor kids, we have to learn together on how to cook on the stove. I can cook on the grill. There is no issues there. So that's what I'm going to talk about. My recipe is just grilling snapper on the grill. All you do is I use foil packets because I hate mess.
Mm-hmm.
I like easy cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So you get a foil packet. I just use aluminum foil. Get your filet on there. Nice, full one filet. I used the Goya lemon pepper. I believe that's the name of it, but it's the one with the yellow cap on
it. Yep.
That's my favorite. I buy that by the bucket loads. It's good for chicken. It's good
for anything. By the pallet.
That, and I get fresh cut garlic, chunky garlic.
Okay.
Spread it over top, butter, and pepper.
Okay.
And sometimes I squeeze lemon juice, like fresh lemon on it,
mm-hmm.
or slice, like just circle slices of lemon and just lay it on top. Take that foil packet, crunch it up at the top, close the grill, and I've got it down. It's about 1.5 beers time frame before I check on that sucker. Believe me, you will smell it before you see it. I promise you that.
That's great.
And I mean, it's basically common sense after that.
Now, with them being in the foil packets, do they get the grilled flavor?
They you're talking about like a blackened like grill
yeah.
flavor?
Yeah.
No, okay. It's kind of like a, and I guess you would be the same as like broiling it in the oven maybe.
Okay.
Like that. It's more like a sauteed type filet okay. versus crunchy or fried.
Gotcha. Okay,
but it is
cool.
good. And sometimes even I leave the skin on one side.
Okay.
Even. Just leave the skin, the skin on one side and cook it, filet up. And when it gets done, you can literally peel it off of the skin.
I've done that
skin.
Before. And that
done that.
Pretty
it's
well.
Good stuff.
So I thought you were supposed to, so next week you're going to bring us an example?
Sure. You're going to bring me some fish because I can't swim that far. Sure, I will. How about that? I will get my hands on some red snapper, and I will bring girls some.
Heather, I hear you have a pretty amazing recipe as well
yes,
for red
I
snapper.
Do.
So how do I get them things in my belly?
It's similar to Dee's, but I use the frying pan.
Okay.
My favorite seasoning instead of the Goya, mm-hmm. I love the Everglades. And
oh,
recently
yeah.
I found fish and chicken Everglades seasoning.
Mm.
So much better than the original. I fell in love with it. I went through a whole bottle in a month.
I'm telling you. This is no joke. Like anybody, I come to my house, open up the thing, and you will see a bucket of Everglades seasoning.
Oh,
yeah. We used a Cajun, the spicy one.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. And then the Goya.
Welcome to the South.
The only two ingredients you need.
Everglades
yep.
and Lowry's.
That's
right.
Yep. But, yeah, I'll usually take the seasoning, just coat my fillets in the seasoning, let that sit while I'm getting everything else ready. Heat up the pan, frying pan on the stove, melt some butter, and then when it's nice and hot, then I throw my fillets on there with the seasoning, and then just a few minutes on each side, and that's it, all done.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I'll make, like, asparagus or green beans
yeah.
or something along with
That's
it, and then some rice. And it's, like, a perfect little dinner.
That is awesome. Yeah, we usually eat corn on the cob because
mm-hmm.
we're from the South, and corn on the cob
that's
is
what we do.
Junk. So that's what we do. Corn on the cob and salad. Nice little
yeah.
salad on the
yeah.
side is always good with fish.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you're frying this in the frying pan. What, like, medium high? What do you cook fish on? I don't even know.
Usually, when I'm doing it that way, I will cook it high, medium high, just so it cooks fast, and then
yeah.
it gets a little crisp around the edges as
okay.
well.
Yeah. See, that's the one thing you don't get
and
on
then,
a grill.
Yeah. And
the
then
crispy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not don't,
throwing
not.
It on there until the pan is real hot. That'll
so
help
So you're
with
putting
the crispiness
it in, like,
too.
Olive
yeah.
oil, or what do you?
Just butter.
Butter.
I just
oh,
melt
butter.
Some butter.
Butter. Can't beat no. Can't
Dang,
be better.
Maybe this is what I've been doing wrong in my life. Maybe this is why I ain't been cooking it like
butter.
This.
See, like, we like butter and garlic, you cannot go wrong
you
with butter and garlic. like the chunk, like
Both
the clove garlic.
Savory.
Yeah.
So yummy. But, I mean, just that
like
way,
salad.
You can cook
I can
chicken
feel
and anything
my
else like that,
jowls
too.
Just salivating.
Yeah. I know. It's so good. It really
yeah,
is.
Asparagus
and it's
and a
so
salad.
It's really healthy for you, really. I mean,
yeah.
you go easy on the spices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to gouge it with this, you know. But other than that, salad and corn on the cob or
asparagus. And rice.
Oh, fresh asparagus. Don't even.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
My favorite
That's
way to
good
cook
stuff.
It is just like some olive oil
yeah.
in the frying pan.
Just roll it around in the frying pan.
Yep, yeah, with a little bit of Everglades on it,
yeah.
and that's it.
Oh, yep. my God. I got to go.
It's all good.
Well, maybe if I get out this weekend, I'll have some red snapper for next week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Speaking of cooking, this is funny. Like, my mom has this big, huge pole barn. It's got 8 bays in it. And she's like, now that my father's gone, she's like, what are we going to do with this thing? So I'm like, Mom, we need to make a bar.
Heck yeah.
With an outdoor kitchen.
Right.
So that's what we've been working on. Yep, that's what we've been working on. And I'll tell you what,
the whole
ain't nothing like doing that out in the... Mm,
you ain't kidding about
some,
that.
Drinking some drinks and making some...
Drinks.
I'm telling you what.
Drinks.
I tell my mom she has to stay far away from me when we do that. And she's like, what? Why?
You don't
want
to know this,
and I
daughter.
Said, because it's, it is so good. It makes you want to smack your mama.
Oh,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Right, that's right.
I say, Mama, get on the other side over there. Don't come nowhere near me.
Make your tongue beat your brains out.
Please don't do it.
That is some
it's so good.
Your mama stuff right there.
No doubt my mind.
Oh, that's great. So we've had, those sound really, really super good. We have to stop talking about that.
I can't do it anymore.
We've had some really, really great activity on Fishy Radio's Facebook page this week. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a contest going, a weekly contest, where you can post your best catch ever. It could be recently, it could be years ago, it could be anything. All you have to do is go on there, post your picture, tell us a little bit about it, and then whoever gets the most likes gets mentioned on the air on our radio show. And their picture becomes our cover photo for our Facebook page for the whole entire week.
Nice. Yep. Nice. So who do we have? Do we have anybody for this week?
So we had a few people.
Okay.
The one winner that we have is Timmy Spain.
Yay.
Yay.
Timmy, now I remember seeing that one. Wasn't that the one with the snook?
It was a monster.
Okay. That was a nice photo. That was a good one.
Heck yeah,
that
was a monster.
Good picture. So he's going to be our cover photo.
He's
going to
be our cover photo for the week. Okay. We're going to run after tonight. We'll post it on our page. I'll do that tonight. And then we'll repost it for a whole nother week. That way, so be looking for that.
Cool.
And so we can...
So you're going to post the photo like you did last week.
Yep.
With the description, and then we post in the comments the pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So everything's in one place, and we can find
it. So we can just scroll through them all and see all the lovely, awesome pictures that we... pictures of fish that we did not catch.
Yeah.
They got away from us, but somebody got them.
Somebody got them. That's right. That's right. We've had quite a bit of activity on that page here recently, and I'm hoping for more with the snapper. The redfish being in, hoping, people keep posting those pictures so that I can be just fighting jealous.
Yeah.
Fighting jealous.
And I thought it would be nice for us to post maybe one of our pictures. We'll post one of our pictures that we've caught for an example on there. That'll be part of the post.
Yeah. I reckon.
So you can see that we actually do know what we're doing.
I'll do mine last, though, because, I want to give everybody else a chance, too.
Jeannie, don't lie. You're still trying to find that fish. Jeannie, I got a couple I can Photoshop you.
Them dang fish are whipping my dang tail. You know what it is that wind. Speaking of them fish, we're going back to redfish. I can't help it. I'm sorry. It's snapper. Snapper show. Heather, tell us a story about the last time you caught a snapper.
It was just the last day of snapper season was open this summer. I think July 31st.
July, July 12th.
July
12th.
Was it the 12th? The last day it was open.
It was somewhere in July.
Somewhere on there.
It was July-ish.
No, actually,
we're pretty sure it was open that day. Yeah. We think it was.
Somebody told me it was open that day, so.
It may or may not have. It was in July. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
All right. July works for me. No, actually gone out, took my first charter out without the husband. It was actually a buddy of his. But went out a ways. We caught our own bait, and then we kept on going and caught two very, very nice, this big, maybe this big now.
Hey, that's pretty big. Hey, since it's radio, it could be as big as you want.
Exactly.
This big.
This big.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun that day, and they fight. They don't fight like any snappers close to shore or the mangroves that you'll catch inshore. They put up a pretty good fight.
They just tug straight down, don't they?
Plus, they're so far down, and they're big. So they fight. Oh, yeah. It's something fun. Something you definitely have to experience.
Jeannie, we
got to
jump on someone's boat.
I'm telling you.
How about if we tied my boat to your boat? Would that be long enough?
We have, what, 18 plus
60? Let me see. Nope, that still won't be long enough.
We'd have a 34-foot boat, right? We can go.
That's doable.
And
we're rednecks.
Yeah,
we got two motors. One's in the middle.
We can do this.
No
problem.
We can do it. We're...
So, did you have to wear a belt to bring them up? I mean, are they that bad of fighters? Are they a lot of fun?
No.
No? Okay.
No belt.
Okay.
Other fish we were catching on the trip, like AJ's Barracuda, yes, the belt was a big help.
Okay.
But with the reds, I didn't use a belt.
See, okay. I can't imagine having to... Well,
I'm
of course...
I'm just thinking straight down, it seems like. It, right. That's and being straight, when you're bringing it in from... out there, it seems like it'd be easier because you have leverage, you know, on your arm, but it's just seems like if it's straight now.
Yeah.
I see you trying to...
I'm trying to get in the motion here, right. And I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to leave it in the rod holder.
Yeah, no, for me, it's just the opposite. When they're swimming around and they're out, I find it to be a little harder because you got to try and control them as well. When they're just straight down, you're just reeling them up and pulling them up.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just more of the straight motion than them being all over the place.
Does the boat give you any help? I mean, is the boat driving around trying to help, or is it just everybody's just cheering you on, telling you to get her done, huh?
Exactly.
See?
Yeah. That's great. Now, did you take them home and fry them up just like that?
I did.
Yeah?
Yep. I think about 2 weeks ago, I cooked my last few fillets.
She didn't even think
sad.
About that.
I cried.
Man.
I did.
Yes,
sure did.
I did. Yep. You know it. You know it.
That's great. So are you going, you're going out this weekend?
I'm not. The husband got invited.
But
yeah, it ends up being our
here's a question.
So I told him if he goes, he's getting a divorce, so I don't know. He's like, well, talk to him. See if you can, there's room on the boat. I'm like, well,
that's
I don't know. We'll see.
Is that legit? Like, he has legit got asked out on some other's boat? Or is this some type of ploy for your anniversary? Because, see, I got duped on that.
Either way.
Oh, yeah, I'm going fishing. And you get so mad. You're like, you're doing what? You're going fishing on her. You don't even know what Saturday is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they don't. You know? And then it's like, all of a sudden, it's ta-da, we're all going fishing. You're like, uh-huh, I knew that.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't play like that.
No. He's just straight telling you. It's
exactly.
I'm going fishing.
Straight,
oops,
I'm
it's our anniversary.
Fishing.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tell him no.
If you can't go, then yeah, I just won't go.
That was
actually,
nice.
Actually, no. You know what, though? I still want him to go. I was joking with him.
Aw, you're such
a good
wife.
Should, you should set up somebody to take y'all out.
She's such a good wife.
She is. She does. She takes care of
me?
Her boy.
Both of them boats that she has would be burnt, slapped to the ground.
I would
ground
say, oh, sure.
He got back in from his snapper
no.
trip.
No, see, me, I wouldn't
to
be that
the
way.
Ground.
I would be like, hey, baby, I had no problem. Go ahead. And then when he's gone, take that boat out and go fishing myself.
Not me. There'd be gas. There'd be a lighter, a match to the gas tank.
That's horrible.
Yeah, the boat benefits me too. So.
That is a good point.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. So, time to say goodbye. Had fun tonight.
Absolutely. Talking about snapper.
Snapper.
I gotta go home and eat it.
Snapper. Fish. Yes, so next week, the week before, or the week after, I'm sorry, you're gonna bring a snapper?
If I have some, I will bring some.
Brad Snapper, can't
you
wait to try it.
Don't forget to visit our Facebook page.
FishyRadioShow.com.
Yep.
FISHE-Y.
And where can you catch us on Friday?
KDWRadio.com. Make sure that you set an alarm on your telephone for 2:30.
Yes.
2:30, KDWRadio.com. 2, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Set your alarm for 2 o'clock on Friday. KDWRadio.com. Don't miss it.
Bye, girls.
Bye-bye now.
Deuces. Tight lines.